Kyle McGrath is the marriage coordinator for Hoosiers Unite for Marriage. He says that means he's looking for real people affected by the state's ban on same-sex marriage, whether it's couples who want to get married, clergy who support gay marriage, and those on both sides of the political spectrum. McGrath says the coalition hopes to build on the momentum that already exists, both nationally and locally.
And we know that's because neighbors are talking to neighbors about, you know, them or someone they know who should have their relationship respected. We know there are people in pews talking about it.
Hoosier lawmakers reset the constitutional amendment ratification process this year when they removed a sentence that would have banned civil unions from a proposed amendment known as HJR 3. Senate President Pro Tem David Long says the legislature's next move will likely be dictated by action he expects from the U.S. Supreme Court.
I think they can't sit back and not rule on this. It's too many states' issues are up in the air at this point. We need a definitive ruling from the court to give us guidance on this.
McGrath says his coalition isn't pushing for legislative action at this point. They're focused instead on changing opinions one at a time. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.